Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another podcast. Yeah, this podcast stuff is now mine. Yeah, Devin's no longer in charge. I'm in charge. I just took over, just like the Taliban in Africa, or not Africa, in Russia. No, Taliban in Iraq or Iran or something. The Taliban in Iran. Anyway. So, welcome back to one of my new podcasts. I'm going to be changing the new name. Bevan, he's no longer going to be on here. He's out sleeping with the fishes on a beach. And so he's not going to be making it any longer. So it's just going to be me, and I'm going to be hanging out. And we're going to be talking about a store clerk that me and Devin very don't like, okay? We do not like this guy.
Okay, $2.
Fuck you. This guy tries scamming you twice. Like, oh my god, this guy's such a scammer, alright? I'll tell you guys about him. Alright, so I live on a street. It's an avenue. I'm not saying the name because you guys might come try raping me or something. Just joking. You guys might throw a Molotov through my window or something. I don't know what you guys are doing nowadays. Anyway, so, right around the corner, like, just not even 2 minute walk, I'm not even lying, not even 2 minute walk, right around the corner is a store, and it's like one of those house stores where, it's a house, but like, it's also turned into a store. So me and my parents and my friends always go there. We get candies, we get drinks, we get chips and everything you need. So I send Bevan to the store. I give him $2, and I'm like, hey man, can you go grab me in Arizona? Things are delicious. You can get yourself one too. And he's like, yeah, sure. Fucking, I think he told the story earlier. He goes there, trying to joke around to be polite. Guy says, guys, not having it. All right, that's the start. Okay, listen to this story now. Okay, now I walk in there with me, my friend Tyson, and Devin, and we were. I got bag of cat food because my cats were starving to death. I got 2 Arizonas. I got Tyson a drink, Voltage, Mountain Dew, and I got a bag of chips. And apparently to them, that comes out as $15. Wrong. She added $4.20 to it. Like, there was a new worker there, and she was fucking being an idiot. And then she either scanned something twice to make it equal to $4, or she forgot someone else's order on it that said $4, because there was $4 added. I brought the shit back, and I was like, hey, Peter, can you rescan this again? He rescans it. Guess how much? $11.60. So there was $4 added on. I was like, oh, well, I just bought this stuff for $15 here. And he's like, oh, when? And I told him the time and stuff. And, I was like, oh, it was with her, that lady over there. She was here. She charged me $15 for that. And then he brought her over here, and then they were speaking in Chinese or Asian, or I don't know what language it is. Sounds like Chinese. And then she like starts yelling Chinese for like half a second, and then Peter grabs like one of the Arizonas, scans it again, and then just gives me $2 back. I was like, what the fuck? They owed me $4. I didn't buy 3 fucking Arizonas. I only bought 2. Why the fuck would they scan it again? I brought everything that I bought, I brought it there. But yet they still scan, they still scan it, those fucking idiots. They still scan my drink. Like, I didn't buy 3 of them, I only bought 2. So why am I getting $2 back when I should be getting $4 back? But I just got sick of it, and I just left. At least I got some of my money back, at least. So I just got a bit of cold right now. Alright, let's move on to Peter's an Asshole Part 2. Alright, so that was the time that they scammed me. Let's go to another scamming fucking thing. Let me think here. Alright, so, I bought a bunch of shit. I go there after walking, doing my job, walk the dogs. I had 10 bucks. I had 15 actually, but I was only spending 10. And so I got a couple drinks. I think I got a bag of chips or something. And it was like $5. It was just about $6. It was $5.90 something. And I put a $10 bill on the thing, and he swipes it real quick and gives me 5 cents. Okay. If you guys didn't catch that, just rewind. Nah, kidding. I'll explain. Okay. So I owed him $6, gave him a 10, he gave me a 5 cents back. Okay, so even if I owed him, even if I gave him a 5, I still wouldn't have enough for it, because I still owed him another dollar. So, how would he mistaken that 10 for a fucking 5? It's just, you can't, unless you're a total retard. I mean, who? If you grabbed, you would know, they're completely different colors. And he gives me 5 cents back. I'm like, I owed you $6. And he's like, and he gives me back my $4. He's like, $4, right? And I was like, yeah. I just leave. And then, okay, Devin was with me, alright? And I'm not even lying. And then fucking, I forgot to grab another drink for Devin. So I sent him back to go grab himself a drink. And this guy tries scamming Bevin. He charges him $4 for an Arizona, not 2. What is that? I swear, working with Peter, the Arizona's prices are out of control. One day I went there, $1, and then I go around the corner, I was like, oh shit, they turned it to $1. Hell yeah, I'm gonna grab another one for Dad. So I go around the back, grab another one. Oh, $2. Fuck you, $2. You just gave it to me for $1. What do you mean, $2? Punk. $2. No. $1. Don't make it $1 and then make it $2 fucking 2 minutes later. No, $2. Fuck you. We are gonna take a quick break. I gotta take Devin's mouth shut back up. Otherwise he'll escape and he'll yell. Oh, someone's here. I'll be back. And we're back.
Hello.
What the fuck?
There we go.
Okay, we're back, and guess who was at the door?
Me.
No, it was Renee, freezing to death upstairs because the furnace is broken. But then...
He came here thinking that Rob could do something?
Well, we have control of the furnace. The furnace is in our house.
Oh, I didn't know it was in here.
Whenever it's blazing in here, it's just nice up there. And whenever it's freezing down here, it's frozen up there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It sucks because whenever Renee, since he's pretty old, whenever he,
What did your dad say? Sorry, go on.
Because older people get much colder for some reason. Uh-oh. The mic's not plugged in. Hang on.
Oh, fuck, man.
Audio sucks now. Okay, there. It should be good.
We have the worst luck,
man. What is that? I have the worst luck.
Just leave it like this.
Tell him about my luck with the fucking...
Oh, my God. All right, I want to talk to you guys about something. So this guy... The first time I ever found out this guy was a psycho was at my house, basically 2 years ago. No, you're not... I'm joking. I should clarify. I'm just fucking around. He's not a psycho. But, you'll see why I said that in a second. So, he'd always bring over his PlayStation at my house, and he used to be one of those guys who played Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yeah. He was one of those guys. He used to go on Fortnite vendors. shout out to fucking... Redneck pudding for that term, but anyways, fucking he'd play Fortnite the whole night, and then anytime something fucked up would happen, he'd just go fuck shit, and he'd throw something or he'd
smash
punch something. A pillow or oh man,
throw a pillow at you,
you take it out on me, fuck man, oh dude, but hilarious. He is right though. I've observed officially. Up front with my own two eyeballs, just all the experiences this guy has had with technology, and you guys just watched it. It's the worst. This guy has a curse that's been embedded into his head.
I don't know what it is. It's a curse on my soul. My phone literally dies at 60% for no reason. I don't know why. The battery is fucked or something. I'll plug it in to 100, and then it'll go to 60 in 20 minutes, not even. and then it'll just die at 60. Anything below Earth 60, it used to be 40, and then it changed to 50, and then now it's 60. What's next? 90? Now I only get to fucking use 90? A thing for 10%? Like, what is that? 40%. Oh.
Didn't it die once, and then you plugged it in, and it said it was, like, at 15%?
Oh, my. It was at, I had it at 93%. It died for no good reason. And then I plug it in, it says 13%.
Holy fuck.
13% after 2 hours of charging it. Like, what is that?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but let's get it clear here. I did take over this.
Yeah, fuck off.
This shit. I did take over.
I took over it. No, nah, but you know what? Now. We can coexist with
one. You can.
No, I can. No, you can. Fucking listen. We have another thing that I have another thing I want Ben and I to fucking discuss further, and that's fucking what are they called?
I don't know.
The billionaire families. I was talking about a biking.
No.
No.
I don't want to get into that rabbit hole right now.
All
right,
fine.
It's too deep.
It is too deep. It's
3 hours to explain.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
Take 3 hours just to get half through the hole.
We don't need to get through the whole thing. I just want to talk about Hillary Clinton.
Oh my, she's executed. Who cares? It's a robot now. She's done. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. All right. How about this? When did you first meet Tyson?
In grade 7, I was playing basketball with a bunch of grade 8s, and Tyson was there.
All right, so, like, how do you feel about, like, what do you think Tyson is all about? How do you feel about him? He's not here right now. He didn't talk much on the last episode.
I think he's a loser, and he should get better at basketball, because I can crush him in basketball. I dunked on his head so bad. Oh, I did a 360 through the legs dunk on his head on the 10-inch, on the 10-foot net. Boom. Frick you, Tyson. Get dunked on.
Yeah, just get fucked up. No, I'm just kidding. No, Tyson, but for real, man, Joe, like, other than his basketball skills
that
he lacks, not kidding, I can't play basketball. I can't even shoot anything.
Hey, get on with it.
But I thought you were just going to take over there. I thought you were going to explain how you feel about Tyson and who he is.
He's a pretty cool guy, except when he doesn't wake me up in the morning.
Like, he says that he wakes me up, and know what I do? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm up, half asleep, and I don't even remember this. And then he tells me after. And I'm like, and he tells me, you did wake up. And you're like, yeah, I'm up. And then before I had to go, you were sleeping again. I was like, bro, literally, you have to wake me up. I'm half asleep there. I don't even remember that shit. You gotta, like, throw water on me or some shit.
I'll add, though, on Tyson's defense, you are very hard to wake up, man. No. Do you realize what I have to do? I have to slap you on the leg as hard as I can. And then I have to talk in your face. I have to talk in your face. Yeah, I know you don't remember because you're still sleeping. And then I have to yell in your face and say, Ben, wake up. It's wake up time. And then you do this. Time. And I'd say that every time. And you open your eyes, close them, and roll over. He's on a bunk bed, by the way.
Yeah.
Like a one bunk.
And under it is a gas chamber. In the morning, if you guys don't already have them, you guys will have them soon. In the morning, for some reason, my anal cavity harvests very nuclear bombs in the morning for some reason. Like heavy nuclear items. Like, I should be in a containment cell in the morning. It's not even funny. It's not even gas, like, where you burp. It's just gas in the rear end. Gas. Like, it's all, like, it's like a bunch of exhaust held up and chains.
Just a little.
Green.
Like, what's wrong with green?
Green looks blue. Like shit. It's a purple.
Okay, well, these guys will be sitting on my couch, which is underneath my bunk bed. I only got one bed on the bunk, because that's how cool I am. So people can hang out underneath as I'm sleeping. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, anyway. So underneath it, in the morning, when they wake me up, they sit down there. All you hear is...
No, more like... That's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. And then they can literally basically see it with their smell. It. They can see it with their smell. It It crawls down the side of the sides of the bed and leaks into their noses. And,
he's not lying, man.
And suffocates them to death.
It chokes you out.
It literally does.
Like you literally have to move.
I was moving this cabinet, and I was pushing so much force in it that I was getting these nasty-ass freaking farts. And they were silent, and Tyson was moving it with me. And I let one rip, and Tyson literally, like, the second I did it, he was like, "Ew! What's that smell?" And I'm like, "What? You can smell it already? I just shit." I was like, I just shit. Anytime I fart, and everyone's like, "Oh, this guy just shit. This guy just shit."
You just shit.
Like, fuck you guys. Wait. I farted. Okay, it's perfectly normal. Well, probably not my fucking nukes. No, not the result. Probably not my nukes.
The result is not normal at all, man. It's ridiculous. it's like it's been cooked in a furnace and then shotgunned at us. Right in the face. That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Gas grenade. Bruh, I swear, if Nazis used my gas in World War I, I swear they would have took over all the trenches. They would have taken all over the trenches. Canadians and the British wouldn't even be able to see the smoke, and they just start choking to death for no reason. They'd smell it. Oh, what the hell is that stinky smell? Ah, shit, it must be me. I must have shat somehow, and then it must be the guy next to me. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, all of them just start dropping,
like flies
dropping, just from the shit smell, just from the smell.
Dude, let's talk about how Call of Duty is always from the American or whatever point of view that is alternative to the
okay. Russian whatever you're side. About to say. Oh yeah. Okay, I wonder. I wonder this a lot. So with the new game Cold War and everything, what do the Russians think about this? Like, they're getting in the game, they're getting blamed for all this stuff. They're getting blamed for everything. They're basically like the main villain that you're trying to take out
all the time,
and like
in every game,
and like they're the terrorists every single time. Like, they walk into a fucking
the Russian
just blast away an airport full of people.
Like, holy see Warzone characters that are Russian.
Oh my, bro, those fucking Russian accents are amazing.
That's it, though. Dude, the characters, they make them look like fucking, they're all warriors.
Yeah, like, and they wear, like, these masks and shit. Like, what is this?
Yeah, like,
fucking Fortnite again. That's what it's turning into. It's, like, the cooler version of Fortnite. Like, we got weed skins now. Like, fucking a ghillie suit made out of weed. Like, what is
they
that?
Actually?
Yeah, you saw that one. You're like, this guy's made out of weed. Yeah,
that was fucking sick.
It's a ghillie suit.
This guy's made out of weed.
With weed leaves all over it.
That's sick, man.
I guess that's good for hiding in the hills of the hills of the Taliban.
And Beverly. Hills.
The hills of fucking Iran.
Iran.
You know, fucking, that's how Osama got blown away. He was sitting up in the safe house.
Smoking a bunch of
weed. And all of a sudden, CIA busts through the door, shoots him right in the head. Bam. Done.
Dude, I was listening to the episode you made fucking yesterday, yesterday at midnight. Yeah. And fucking, when you said, like, you pointed out how Oshawa is like Iran, and he's not lying, honestly. It's literally so fucking messed up.
If you went to Iran, and then you came here, you'd be like, where the fuck did I just fly to? Did I just fly around the globe and just come back to Iran?
I didn't know I went in a car drive.
I didn't know I just did a loop and came back.
Was that a circle?
No, I just come to a different part of the city?
Nah, in reality, I bet you it's probably a lot worse than Iran.
Yeah, probably. Like, just
probably.
At least there's not bombs dropping in.
Yeah, there's just crackheads.
There's just crackheads and homemade fucking bombs
with
being
equivalent
dropped.
Quantities to seagulls.
Yes, there's two things you gotta look out here around Oshawa. Okay, it's the crackheads, homeless crackheads, and it's the fucking wannabe mob king, fucking mafia boss. Fucking crazy crackhead fucking goofs. That's what you gotta watch out for, too. Because they got guns. And they got power. They think they got power. They just sell a bit of drugs and then they buy guns off people and they think they're tough. But
they
really?
Think they're tough.
Try waking up every morning and go to 3 jobs like I do. 15-year-old. Then you're tough. That's how you're tough. I don't have no guns. I just, like, hanging out. Just, like, hanging out, cleaning my room, and chilling out with my friends. Fuck.
This podcast is going as long as it needs to, bitch.
We're just gonna be sitting here talking about shit.
Yeah, we just fucking, you don't even need to, like, be constantly, yap, constantly. You can just fucking chill.
Just fucking chill, bro. Oh, fuck. Yo.
What's up?
Yo, I'm talking to the camera, the microphone right now. Right. Yo, guys, you should have seen how bad I beat this kid's ass in Monopoly. Oh my god, this guy went bankrupt so bad.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy landed on my hotels forever. Like, just, there was a whole row where me and Tyson just set up hotels on any properties we could, and we called it Death Row, and this guy just landed.
Thing.
There was just all houses, like, there was three red ones, and then, like,
that's
it was like right
$1,000 every time you land.
It was parking, it was parking space, and then the three red houses, red properties were hotels of Tyson's, and then the yellow ones and green ones were mine. And I got the blue ones, too. Tyson, I killed Tyson. I bankrupted him, took all his money, because he landed on my on Boardwalk twice. That's it. That's $2,000. Oh, wow. He's got to sell everything. I had, like, over $16,000 after I was done. Plus all my properties, too, which wouldn't be enough money to in the game to, you know.
Oh, fucking, I was going to say, there was, like, at least five times where I was left with like $20 and that's it.
Yeah, and we'd be nice and we'd just give them $100 in charity.
Yeah, they fucking, I bummed off them a couple times and I still lost.
Enough of Monopoly. Guess what just happened to me last night? So, you know Credit Recovery Day, everyone should if you're in high school, and you know that it ends at 12 o'clock, right? Good. Yeah. Alright, here's my thing. I finished a 100-mark assignment, which is more than a unit test. A unit test is 60 marks. I did 100 mark, and I still had 45, and then I got to 46 by doing a 100-mark fucking worksheet. So I did, like, three more, and I didn't submit them until I finished my last one, and guess what time I finished my last one at? 12:03. I go to submit them, and it says I'm unauthorized to be in there. They kicked me out. Yeah. Therefore, I failed grade 10 with a 46%.
Fuck! Man.
Two more assignments would have passed me. Like, what is that?
I was just talking about how fucked up the school system is over here, man.
Like, I know it's my fault. I should have done the work. But, like, come on. Like, why at 12? You just end it. Get out of here. Like, my internet, I couldn't even do it throughout the entire day because my internet was fucking up.
You know what they should do? They should leave it open until they get at least the majority of assignments handed in that should have been there. Like, because what if you were working until 4 a.m. on Credit Recovery Day and then you realize, fuck, it was all for nothing. I could be sleeping.
Yeah, and I gotta go work three different jobs. Like, what do they want from me? Fuck. I get it's quads and it should be easy, but, like, I got work, and I got shit to do. Like, I just might drop out and go work. I just want to get my college. I want to get my high school so that I can learn about electronics and shit so that I can make these very powerful laser guns. That's what I want to do.
Like the one guy, right? What's his fucking name?
Styropyro. Shout out to Styropyro. This guy's funny as hell. This guy's hilarious. He's like a college student or whatever. He's like 20. And this guy's a psycho. This guy... He knows everything about anything you want to know about electronics. This guy opened a microwave and he's like, so you guys don't want to be messing around with parts like these. And he just tells you everything about it. This, well, you'll be instantly killed if you touch this, disengaged. This on, you'll be instantly killed. Instantly killed if you touch this. If you try loosening this, instantly killed. And he knows how to disengage all of it so he can take it apart and he won't be instantly killed. It's fucking hilarious. And this guy makes, like, these laser guns and that, like...
Instantly killed.
Like, will instantly blind someone. Like, it's over 100 times the unsafe, like, the safe eye rate. Over 100 times that. Like, this guy makes a 100-watt fucking laser gun. Like, what is that?
What's his name? Styropyro?
Yeah, Styropyro.
Is he just on YouTube?
A Styro...
Fuck, we should get your dad in
here. Pyroviac, I think it is. And then, just on the phone. Pyro is a pyromaniac, which likes lighting things on fire.
What is styro?
Styro is like a, either it's like, like he's stylish or he's like a styro. I don't know. Could mean styro could mean a couple things.
Could it be his name?
Styro? No, his name's something else with a J, I think. Just go check him out. He's fucking hilarious, bro. This guy's amazing. This guy just makes laser guns. He chases around tornadoes. Like what
he chased around three tornadoes, bro.
Bro, what?
All at once, yeah. Like this big ass storm, three of them. This fucking psychopath.
This guy literally
chases a tornado.
This guy made a laser, like a laser microwave, so like it'll cook your food at like 3 seconds.
Damn, man.
This guy plugged in a power cranker to a microwave's power source, and he was just cranking up the power, just cranking it up,
and seeing what would happen.
Like what a fucking psychopath.
What a psychopath. This guy just put a bunch of electrical bulbs, you know those bulbs where you touch them and it lights up with your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put a bunch of those in the YouTube play button and he just turned the microwave on and like the electricity lit them all up. Fucking sick.
Damn, man.
No, but this guy's sick. I bet you he fucking knows how to make EMP guns too, like where you shoot it at like electronic shit and then just fries it somehow.
Isn't he gonna teach you how to like fucking make a ray gun?
Nah, he teaches you how to make laser guns. Oh. Or he doesn't teach you, he just tells you everything that you need for it. But it's kind of hard finding it. First you need a power source, then you need a cooling method, then you need a power driver cable, like where it drives the power, I don't know what it is. And then you need over a 5-watt laser, at least, to burn somebody's eyeballs out. And
that's what we want.
And then you need to hook all that shit up into a, like, I don't know, like a, make it into a gun somehow. And then, you know, boom, you got your laser gun. Perfect. Easy peasy.
Perfect.
I just want to go to school, finish up school, so I'll know how to fucking, you know, wire it up all together. Because I can just take the, I broke my PS4, so I can just take the power supply out of my PS4. You know how much power I'm going to have on that bitch? Bro, a power supply out of a PS4 with that cooling fan, bro, I'd look sick. And then I'd need...
You'd just beam a fucking laser through the whole wall.
Yo, that thing would be sick. Yo, and the lasers shoot through very thin pieces of sheet metal, too. Like, thin pieces of metal will burn through.
Holy fuck.
It'll light things on fire. It'll ignite gunpowder. So,
gunpowder
and gasoline. If he shows you a VIA ray light, which is a thing where it's like a big ass light, and then you put this thing on it, like a what is it, a lens, and then it concentrates all that power into one little It shows you a little purple dot, but with a UV camera, it shows like a giant laser beam, like the size of your head almost, like a big ass. Like, the size of your heart, at least.
Holy
or your brain.
Fuck.
Like, it's fucking huge. And the shit, like... It's like a fucking... It's like... What, this is like... It's like 3 inches by 3 inches. Or 4 inches by 4 inches. That's how big the fucking laser beam is. But in our eyes, it's a tiny little purple laser beam. And, like... I set up a couple gas tanks with gas in them. And, like, there's intruders or there's government spies hiding around... I can shoot the invisible to our naked eye, invisible light at the gas can, ignite the gas, and things explode. Boom.
And things explode. Yeah, dude, that's true. Dude, do you think that they would ever do that?
What?
Intrude on us?
Yes.
For saying this shit? I would hope not. I would surely hope not. You know, a part of me hopes that we're wrong. Because if we're right, then that's really fucked up. And what's scary is that, yeah, we're probably right. By the way, I was looking on Google earlier today, and I searched up Tired Eye Recaps, and it turns out there is a link that is to... Can you not? Oh, I think I already said it. I said it already. But listen, notes. Can you fuck off? Stop elbowing me in the spine.
Elbowing you.
I'm punching you.
Alright, well, we're gonna end it because that's how gay we are.
Why?
I don't know. I'm bored. I want to do stuff.
You want to do stuff? All right. I suppose we're going to end it here.
Yeah.
We're ending it. I'm ending it on my podcast shit.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to attach my bike ride to a good portion of this episode. Probably afterwards.
Good idea.
But yeah. Enjoy, bitch.
Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Testing. How this works. I hope this works well. That would be a treat. Alright, fuck it. This may or may not be uploaded. But who the fuck knows? I'm going on a bike ride to Ben's to record another episode and hang out. Which shall be fun. I don't know why it wouldn't be. This fucking better work. Alright. Let's wait for this fucking ridiculous car to pass by. And hopefully, you guys don't need to listen to me road rage at asshole drivers. I don't think I will. Who the fuck knows? Biking. So anyways, I'm going to my friend Ben's house. And then, we're going to hang out. Talk about some shit. And everything should be good. Hopefully Tyson's there as well. We didn't really talk too much to Tyson on that episode, I'm sorry. He was there, definitely, for the entirety of it. But, unless if you haven't listened to it, you should know that Rob came on, I guess midway through? Which was alright. Alright, let's cross the street. What's also exciting about this podcast is that in order to record for it, I just need, a device that's capable of installing Anchor, and then I don't even need an internet connection, which is badass. Yeah, I'm just biking to Ben's. I'm in Whitby right now, which is right next to Oshawa. I'm biking to Oshawa, because that's where Ben lives. It's not too long of a bike ride. I'd say 45-50 minute bike ride. But if it's raining out or windy, then I'd say an hour. Just roughly, you know. But it is what it is. I don't mind biking. Especially to Ben's house. I really enjoy hanging out with him, man. I really do. He's my fucking best friend. Don't you worry, Ben. I'm coming on down. In today's episode, by the way, we might, and I say might, because I might not be home at the moment, but we might be able to get Rob back on, which would be badass. By the way, if you don't believe or care to listen and explore what Rob was talking about in the last episode, then I suggest you change your mind. At least look into what he's saying. I'm pretty sure he shouted out two different sources. One was John Levy. That's Jonlevi. That's on YouTube. Sorry, I just want to make sure you guys know what I'm saying. It's loud as shit in the tunnels. Okay, yeah, so John Levy, he talks about the old world. And then we got, what was his name? Oh yeah, Mind Unveiled. That's the name of the other channel. Those two channels talk about the same topic, I guess you could say, which is the Tartarians in the old world. And if this were to be true, that would mean that the government that we, listed under, aka, you know, the Kakistocracy, is lying to us. The ISS and NASA have been paid billions and billions of dollars to make mock videos and fake videos of guys floating in space. It's bullshit. They give them VR eye lenses. You know, you can get like lenses for your eye. Yeah, they give them like as an alternative to glasses. Where's my lenses? I forget the actual term for them. Slow the fuck down. Motherfucker, man. But anyways, yeah. You guys should definitely check them out. So obviously, they provide a way better explanation and understanding of the Tartarians. And just the old world in general, you know, like, fuck. And even if this is incorrect, still technically it's interpretations which should be taught. And fucking, this just reminds me as well that in Prague, which is a city, there's this very old astronomical clock, and it's called the Astronomical Clock from Prague. And basically, I'm going to try to describe what it looks like without a visual. So imagine a pie, all right? And then you grab a container, an open container, right? And you place that opening on a certain part, a certain portion of that pie. Now you got to understand that this container, or let's just call it a firmament. This firmament is a lot smaller than the overall pie, so there's a lot of pie left on the outside of the circle that the container firmament makes on the pie. Now, imagine that pie is planet Earth, okay? Just stay with me. Planet Earth. Now, everything within this so-called firmament, or container, would be unfrozen, whereas everything on the outside would be frozen. Now, if this were like a clock, like I just said, that means that this container or firmament follows a certain path along the pie. It goes on a rotation. Now, when it's about to go on another rotation, a portion of the ice, or the border of the container, which is covered in ice, begins to melt. Which sounds a lot like the glaciers melting. Oh no, global warming! No, it's not global warming, it's bullshit. Because the part that they don't tell you is the other side of this container is freezing up. Within the next 10,000 years, if this is true, that would mean a good portion of today's continents will be completely frozen. Once that the container, at least, moves along away from it. Now, there's footage that you could find on Google of this fucking border of the firmament. And I know as soon as I say this, you're gonna be like, oh, no, this guy's a fucking idiot. But I'm gonna say it anyways. The fucking ice wall. That ice wall, a good portion of it, at least half, freezes up and engulfs the land that it, encounters, you could say. Now, when that happens, obviously, like I just said, the other side melts. And you know what happens? The ice melts away, and then any fucking beautiful structure that is there from previous revolutions will be destroyed by the military, who is monitoring the melting caps. Caps, or whatever the fuck. It's one side melting, not both. Why do you think you can't go to the North Pole? Or Antarctica? You can't. You get turned away. That's because they don't want you knowing about this shit. This government, or this fucking superior group of people that are distinctively in charge, are liars, okay? Who's to say? Alright, does this not sound realistic? What if, right, the richest people on Earth, billionaires, the richest families on Earth, were capable, which they are, of paying billions and billions of fucking dollars to each of the world's governments to fabricate a false narrative, a fucking lie. Now, this narrative is what we decide is history. But it's not history, it's a lie. However, what sucks is that we know that not all of it's a lie, obviously, but we don't know what portion of it is true, which is scary. But then again, at least we know, or at least I know, or I feel that I know, that there's lies being fucking surrounded, or being surrounded. Fuck, we are being surrounded by the lies of it, sorry. I'm trying to focus on what's ahead of me, you know? But yeah, like I said, this fucking place is completely different than what we're told. Which is kind of sad, too. And I'll tell you why. Because I know what you're thinking.
Why would they lie to us about the shape of the Earth?
I'll tell you why. Because what's more controllable? A species that is understanding and fully acknowledges the fact that there are realms above and beneath us, located at the North Pole, the real North Pole, and that this place is a very spiritual fucking place. Or what a group of, or what a population that believes that it's on a spinning testicle in space, a spinning ball, and the vast nothingness of other balls in an infinitely large fucking, what, container? It's bullshit. When I say realms, by the way, I'm not talking about, well, I guess I am just kind of saying like realms, but different than what we know. And it still falls into the science that does exist, but we're just not told about it. And that's why we believe it's fucking incorrect. But it's not. It's fucking, it's really sad. Like I said, these billionaire fucking families are most likely spending billions and billions of dollars to the fucking government to fabricate this lie for us, to keep us working and making money for them. And then once it gets to the point where more land is being discovered because of the melting ice, that is when they will decide to at least attempt exterminate us. That's what the real plague was. And that's why in Paris, there are catacombs that have millions of bones, human bones. Can you shut up? We have millions of fucking bones. Not thousands, millions. They try to tell us that, or we covered it a little bit in the last episode. They're just, the official narrative is that, or at least what we're led to believe, is that these fucking assholes who owned that portion of that area, you know, like the government, had to move a bunch of dead bodies from a bunch of fucking, what are they called, graveyards? I guess, yeah, it's a graveyard. But that doesn't explain why their bones have been organized into demonic symbols and sigils. I don't know, it's Like I said, it's sad. It's sad that there's a bunch of rich people running this place. Such a weird way, too. Like, if you look back at all these churches and cathedrals, look how gorgeous and fucking mighty they look. And then you look at fucking what we live in today, and they're fucking shoebox made out of glass and fucking drywall. It's a load of horseshit. And it's annoying. That's what it is. That's the fucking most perfect word to describe what's happening. An annoyance. It is a, it's just, I don't know. It really does annoy me. How these fucking assholes. Alright, how about this? It's not just these billionaire families, like the Rothschilds and whatnot, but it's also just a very good, beefy portion of the government itself. And this is global. This is everywhere. Think about this. If you got into a fucking car accident, right, and you knew some top secret fucking classified shit that you weren't allowed to know, and they knew you know, and you're running from these assholes for fucking 10 years, right? One day you fuck up, you get in a huge ass car accident, they locate the hospital you're at, and you're lying in a hospital bed, not knowing what's gonna fucking happen to you, and then look, you hear the door open, you think it's your doctor, it's not, it's two fucking assholes in a black suit, each, with some substance that they're gonna put in your IV to kill you. And you know why they're wearing a suit? Because they're asshole suits. Yeah, they're honestly assholes. Fucking dick. Like, it's a fucking walk signal, man. Like, come on. Pull out in front of me. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, basically, these fucking assholes, the reason why I call them the suits is because that's exclusively what they wear. And if you think about it, a fucking tuxedo or suit is the most ridiculous outfit ever made and forced upon any group of people. It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Well, I gotta fucking button my shirt up, put a tie. What's the tie? What does a tie do? What the fuck does a tie do? Makes you look spiffier. Hoo-hoo. You know what it is? It's them using the law of attraction against us. And the law of attraction works like this. When you surround... Okay. I'll give you an example and then basically explain it further. If you wanted a fucking Ferrari, alright? And I practice this type of stuff too. If you want a Ferrari or a fucking nice, beautiful car, think of any brand you like, right? You fucking, you would die to have that car. What you do is, if you fucking, you know, frame pictures of that car and just surround your house with these fucking images of that car, that visual of that car, eventually your life will lead into certain events that would result in you receiving that car, most likely. The reason why that works is because whenever you surround yourself with anything, eventually that's all you will find. Whether that's a good attitude, if you surround yourself with a positive attitude, eventually, within the first couple of days, you'll only start noticing the fucking awesome shit in life. Any bad shit that happens, you just ignore it. And I kind of follow this as well. On my phone and other devices as well, I've set my wallpaper, my background wallpaper, to Miami, because I think that I'd like to go there someday. And what's stopping me? So then, so my wallpaper's Miami, a gorgeous picture of Miami, I might add. But yeah, needless to say, these assholes are using the law of attraction against us by suiting us up in these ridiculous fucking outfits and making us monitor it and keep it perfect so we look like we are capable of getting some work done. when you look around, think, like, right? When someone's in a suit, they're obviously about business. They're getting shit done, right? That's the rough idea that you get. They get shit done. So when you're wearing a suit, it empowers you to get shit done. Kind of makes sense, right? Sorry about that. I'm just walking on the side of a street right now. There's a big-ass fucking truck in front of me. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get going. Get out of here. Oh. I'm going to go around. Because I got to. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to Ben's today. Which should be great. I hope we can make at least an episode or two, even. Who knows? That'd be sick. Get some more features. Perhaps get his dad, like I said. Listen, man. The reason why I'm so open to believing, you know, alternative ideas that are distinctively alternatives to what we're taught as official fact, which it isn't, kinda, I'm not gonna lie, I just lost track of what I was saying there. But yeah, part of me doesn't like biking, or at least near any fucking cars or streets, because fuck, man, I've had it where, like, at least five people already have fucking, I've had it where, like, at least five people have just fucking gone out of their way, exited their lane, just to start driving right at me to scare me. What a sick asshole each of those people were, eh? I don't know. I guess, yeah, it would be tempting. But what the fuck? I really hope you guys can hear my voice. And I'm not just talking for no reason with fucking car and truck sounds completely trumping it. Because that would suck. I'm about, I'd say halfway there, or no, a little bit more than halfway. Once I get there, what I plan to do is hang out, fucking chat with his dad about the future of this podcast, and just chill. Quad 2 started, and, I mean, listen, I'm excited mostly for my science course, but I'm in phys ed over virtual, which means, and I want to hear your, like, if you have any opinions on this, let us know, alright? Is this normal? Okay, so, for the entirety of phys ed courses, like, you know, gym classes, that are being hosted by DDSB, Durham District School Board, all of them have to follow this fucking rule. And it's that when you're working out at home, you gotta have your camera and sound on. So your teacher can observe. That's not alright, I don't think. You know, if I'm taking gym class in virtual classes, wouldn't you expect, or like, this is what I was expecting. I was expecting to learn about sports and exercise and how it impacts your body. And then write assignments on it. Because I'm not there. But no, they figured out a way to make it even fucking worse. But whatever. It's all good. I tell you, when I fucking graduate, not if, but when I fucking graduate, and if I have enough time and resources, eventually, I'm gonna fucking make some good old complaints and fucking change some shit, hopefully. Because it's just so obvious that a good portion of the staff, at least at my school, don't care. They don't care. They honestly don't. Listen, I got put into so right after summer of grade 11, first classes I get put into, entrepreneurship, business, in mathematics, which is okay. It's okay. What's not okay is that when I place a course change, I get an instant response saying that, yeah, not gonna happen. Because I needed a business credit. Which is okay as well. But then, get this fucking part. So, listen. Fuck, this pisses me off. But listen, I finished all my work in both the courses that I was just in. And then, I got an email and some other fucking informants saying that I had forgotten or deleted at least 5 mandatory final assignments in my business class, which I didn't. And then I go to my drive to look for each and every one of those. Couldn't find it for some weird reason. I go to my drive bin, you know, the trash folder, and there it all is, laid out. Assignment 1 through 5. Just sitting there. So I'm either led to believe, A, I'm just an idiot and I did that myself by accident somehow, or B, someone else put those there. Who has access to my entire drive? DDSB. Who has a really shit history with academics and the staffs that are involved? Me! So yeah, you're right. I am basically saying the ridiculous statement that is my fucking school deleted my work, or at least attempted to. And I'm not saying that entirely, okay? What I'm saying is it's a very good possibility. But it's also a very good possibility that someone else did it, you know? There's no real proof to suggest that they did it. But there's a lot of reasoning there. I don't know. You'd have to hear the entirety of what's going on to completely understand my situation with them. But let me tell you, it's not necessary. It's too long of a story, but I'll tell you this. When I graduate from school, you're never seeing me back in a high school ever again. You're never fucking seeing me in a school. Fuck that. I don't care if I have to fucking do hand-on hefty work. I am not going to college. And I know, that's a big statement. But I am so fucking done with this shit. I'm done giving these assholes what they want. Go. I'm done it. I'm done with it all. Which I'm not even. But I am. I'm so fucking sick of school. It's honestly really annoying. You know what? I'll say something good about school. Or 2 things that I actually enjoy about school. One is that you meet a shit ton of people. Which is awesome. Social life is always great. Unless if you're an asshole. But listen, another thing that I'm really enjoying or appreciating about high school at the moment is that because of COVID-19, they incorporated a system called quadmesters, right? It's a bit different than semesters. So semesters is where there's 8 courses broken up into 2 different sections of the year, which are called semesters. And there's 4 courses per semester that you do simultaneously as you pursue it. When it comes to quadmesters is broken up into 4 different sections, hence the quad, and there's 2 courses as opposed to 4 that you have to keep your mind on constantly, which I really like. You know what? There's a lot of people, apparently, at least according to DDSB itself, suggesting otherwise, but it's very easy to, like, just, I mean, it's not very easy, it's a lot easier to, like, you know, manage. It actually, it's just really stupid. I don't know. It's really annoying. Let me explain myself in a second once I'm back on the sidewalk. Yeah, so what's very annoying about it is that, I think I've actually talked about it too, or earlier episode, is that there, I think, in my opinion at least, in my interpretation, and this is my interpretation, go ahead, go. Fuck. My interpretation goes like this, okay? Fuck, I hate people. Sorry, that's my bad. I'm just dealing with these fucking assholes at this intersection. But anyways, listen. My interpretation goes like this. Whoever the CEO is, and this is a statement by the CEO, whoever the CEO is of DDSB, one, personally, one-on-one, me to you, I fucking hate you. Two, sorry, that was just in general. I wanted to get that out. But also two, is that they had realized that a lot of people are really accepting and appreciating this quad message system. And she didn't want that. Or he. It's probably a broad, let's be real. And that's not being sexist. That's just the way that God lets the school fucking, or lets everything take place. I'm just kidding around, but fucking, the reason why I say this is because every principal that I've met for some reason is a female. I don't get it. But anyways, listen. So she fucking, or he, had realized that it's going well. Hey, this is a lot better than semesters. People are actually getting their work done. And she didn't like that. Or they didn't like that. You know what they prefer? Us stressing so we get used to the real world. That's sure. Sure, that's what it is. I don't know what it is, to be honest. Like, to be completely honest, maybe it is, right? Maybe it is designed to get you used to it, but who knows, man? It's gotten to the point where so many people have failed high school that they should have changed the way that it works years ago. Years ago. And make it so that at least a good majority of the people that have failed would be capable of actually getting through it. And I'm not saying that there aren't lazy people out there that are failing or that have failed for a reason that doesn't involve them. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there's a good majority of people that failed because of certain events taking place that were out of their hands and out of their fucking control. And that is not their fault. But they gotta fail. Because whatever. Right? They can come back for another 4 years. They won't mind learning for an extra 4 years. Nope. I don't know. I'm practically here now. So, if you enjoyed whatever this episode, then let me know. Let me know.